Welcome back to the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast, episode 62. Today, I'm bringing on a special guest, my friend Yami from The Latina Next Door. She has a blog, YouTube channel. I actually did a collaboration with her a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago at this point. We did a sewing collab, but I reached out to her because she is really just so great at creating really beautiful home decor on a budget. She has so many thrifty projects, and it just seemed like something that was really necessary. You know, you want to create this beautiful home for your family to enjoy, to potentially host guests, but a lot of times it could be cost prohibitive. And I just love all that she's done in her home. Super thrifty, super beautiful. And so I want to just pick her brain a little bit and hear a little bit about her story with her fixer-upper home and some of the beautiful DIYs she's done on a budget. So without further ado, I'm going to jump in to my interview with Yami from The Latina Next Door. You can find her over on YouTube. Just search The Latina Next Door. My name is Lisa, mom of six and creator of the blog and YouTube channel Farmhouse on Boone. Join me as I share with you my love for creating a handmade home from scratch, cooking, and a little mom and entrepreneur life along the way. You're carving out a niche in the thrifty decor, repurposing, DIY. I mean, you clearly have a knack for it.
I'm trying.
Is that something that you've been into for a long time?
Yes.
Yeah.
There is so much inspiration out there right now. And there always has been, whether it's online, in magazines, you know, blogging, Pinterest, and now Instagram is just, oh my gosh, it's so overwhelming. You search for anything and you find beautiful inspiration. And but when you come down and look at it and you're like, holy cow, you know, some of this stuff is really expensive. Uh-huh. You know, you look at these beautiful spaces and you're like, wow, that's beautiful. When you start realizing sometimes thousands, tens of thousands of dollars that people put into these homes. And yeah, that's great. But you know, I can't do that.
Right.
But, you know, and sometimes it can get a little discouraging because you think of something, oh man, that's beautiful. I'd love to do that. But, you know, I can't afford that. So I took that feeling of getting a little bit discouraged and I'm like, okay, well, how can I do that but not spend as much? How can I get that same look, that same feel, that same ambiance? Ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to have my own home so I can play house. That was like my biggest, mm-hmm. you know, I know it might sound silly, but my mom has like a different style, always has. And I always thought when I grew up, I'm going to do things different. And so when I finally got my own home, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this way and do this that way. But, you know, you could become an adult and there's so many bills and so many, you know, responsibilities. And you're like, okay, I have to figure out a way to do this without breaking the bank. So
right.
I started really early on.
Yeah. Well, like you said about the spaces you see on Instagram, that's something that I noticed even more recently. Like, I feel like a lot of spaces on Instagram, they look really effortless and it looks like not a big deal. Like they have, you know, just a couch and a rug and a couple of chairs and curtains. And I'm like, okay, yeah. And then you start looking at all the sources and you're like, wait, oh my gosh, no wonder it looks so good.
Exactly. And you're like, I'd love to have a $10,000 couch, but yeah, no, I have little kids. Yeah. That's not going to happen, first of all. And second of all, no.
So it sounds like your thought process is exactly like mine. Like I start looking for something that I like. Then I start digging on Pinterest. Before you know it, I figured out the source of it.
Yep.
Then I start to think, okay, I'll buy this. And then my mind instantly goes to, but I could make it.
Exactly.
It happens every time. I'm actually in my living room looking at this chair that I just painted. And I was going to buy a really expensive living room furniture and I just couldn't get myself to do it. I couldn't do it.
I feel you.
Yeah, you know you can find a way to make it or DIY it or something. And part of me is like, I just want to get through the phase of wanting this thing as cheap as possible because I know that in like a year, I won't even like it anymore.
And you know, that's the thing. So our styles are always evolving. And like, even with you, like your last farmhouse was so adorable, Lisa. I loved it.
Thank you.
But then you moved into this one and like, you know, you've been sharing, it's a totally different style. So now you're like transitioning to something totally different. So what are you doing? You're buying all this new stuff and probably getting rid of old stuff. And so, and I'm thinking when you buy something that's like really expensive and then you don't need to have a need for it anymore. And you're like, okay, well I can Facebook Marketplace this, but then it's so painful when you have to sell it for so much cheaper. And you're like,
oh, yeah, you never get rid of it for the same price. You just don't.
It's painful. So to me, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you might as well just, I hate going all in on things. Anytime, too, in my house, whenever I do go all in on something, even if I liked it before, then I start questioning it. You know?
Oh, I get it. And, parting with something that didn't cost as much is a lot easier
than something
that costed a lot more. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you guys are currently in a fixer-upper, right? And how long have you been there?
Oh, we've been here since last October.
Okay.
We have.
So not super long. Not even a year, then.
No. It's been crazy wild ride since.
Yeah, that, oh man, getting a fixer upper isn't as glamorous as it looks on TV.
No, it's a lot of work. I mean, every time we've purchased, this is our third home that we've owned, and the last houses didn't have as much to fix up, but we've always left each home better than how we received it.
Okay.
We've always done stuff to it, you know, and it's, first of all, it's because, well, obviously we want to make it our own, but at the same time, every time we move somewhere, we look at it as an investment. And so we're like, we want to make sure we get as much, you know, money back when we do decide, if we do decide to sell it. So that's always been something for us, whether it had a little bit of fixes to do, you know, and it was more cosmetic changes, or this one is like complete. Total changing that we've had to do in here, and it's been a ride. I mean, this house has even sent me to the hospital. So
oh no, what happened?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. We knew we were gonna have to remove the floors in the house, and so when we moved it, you know, when people stage homes, they're always, you know, covering up smells, and they're always trying to, you know, make everything look better than what it looks like. And, you know, inspection, you know, was fine. But when you start pulling up like carpets and flooring, that's something that you don't do during inspection. So
no, exactly.
Anything can happen after you start removing stuff.
And it will happen.
Yes. And so we started removing the flooring from this house. And we realized that the previous owners, I know they were already an older couple. We never got to meet them. But for some reason, and for a very long time, because they had been living here for, I think maybe 20 plus years. Their pets, let's just put their pets, use the bathroom indoors a lot.
Oh no.
A lot, Lisa. Oh my gosh. I mean, to the point where you have carpet and you have padding and you have subfloor and you have joists, and it went straight through all of them.
Oh no.
So that was something. It's like, how much does a pet have to, you know, go to the bathroom in the same place for that to happen? We don't know.
Oh gosh.
And so, so when we pulled that stuff up, and we, you know, we started, especially when we started removing the carpet upstairs, and we found like the beginning of it, because it got worse as we moved downstairs. I had this horrible allergic reaction. I was out of town, for an event that for my father, and while away at this auditorium, like this ceremony for my dad and, you know, some other people, I started like itching like crazy, like my head started scratching, and I thought, oh my God, the people behind me are going to think like I have lice or something. I don't know, because I couldn't stop scratching my head. And then later on that evening, we stayed the weekend over there with, you know, family and stuff. And then like that night when we left the auditorium, we had dinner that night, my whole body started breaking out in hives. That following morning, I had to come back and go to the emergency room. It was terrible. I don't know what happened. You know, they had to administer like an EpiPen and all this crazy stuff. I had to go to the allergist. They didn't really find what it was. They determined it was something viral. But obviously, it happened right after we took out that carpet.
Right.
And so we know it had to be related to the animal, you know, stuff that remained in the house. After we, you know, we got all that taken care of, we sealed it. My husband, we sealed it. We shared all about it on our YouTube channel. But he ended, you know, we removed the parts of the floor that were like the worst, the worst damage. And we sealed everything. And now the house smells better, feels better. You know, we don't have any issues anymore. But that was definitely something that we did not expect.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, it's good you got that all out of there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I feel so much better living here now.
So what all have you done so far? You've done your, like, which rooms have you finished?
Oh, I have finished. Well, everything is about 99% done of, like, the room that we just finished, which is the kitchen.
Man, you guys are fast. You just got in there in October?
Yeah. No, not the whole house. I'm saying, like, of the rooms that we've gotten done, it's, like, 99% done. Not all of it. No.
Oh, gotcha. No. Okay. I'm like, wow, you guys are all.
No, there's only, we've painted the sunroom, and we've got all that fixed up, and that was the room that we needed to get done first, because that was closed off from everything else. They had a door, and we have, you know, we basically ate, you know, we watched TV, we hung out there while the rest of the house was getting done, because of all of that stuff that was coming up. We didn't know what it was, so we had to make sure we had a space that we can close that was okay for everybody to hang out. That wasn't our rooms. So that was done first. But it's not, like, pretty or anything. It's just functional. And then I started cooking in the, and then all that time I'm cooking in the house, and it was, I kept looking at it, and I'm like, Nelson, my husband, and I'm like, I cannot cook in this kitchen. This kitchen is terrible. It's ugly. It's dark. It's dingy. It's gross. We have to do something about it. We weren't going to do the kitchen this year. But I convinced him to do kind of like a, you know, fix it up, you know, paint the cabinets, and, you know, we install the countertops ourselves. We've done everything ourselves in that kitchen. And so we did that. We did the breakfast area, which used to be the dining room. And then we moved the dining room into what would have been the living room as you enter the house. So we finally just finished that living room area, the island area, and the entrance. And we've got part of the laundry room done in the hallways. Obviously, all the floors are done. But now it's like the finishing touches. We have to add like the casings around the windows and in the kids' bedrooms, and then the baseboards in the kids' bedrooms after the floors have been put in. So right now, the, you know, kitchen, dining, breakfast, entrance, and sunroom is what's been done. But I mean, there's a lot that has been done. I just haven't been able to share it yet because it's everything. It's a hot mess in here.
Hey, I've been in my house for, I guess, a year and a half now, and it's still, there's still just so much. I'm like, I haven't even touched that room yet, like, not even touch it, except for moved in, you know, put our stuff in there.
Lisa, half of my boxes are still like closed. Yeah. I haven't even opened them. It's so sad.
No, it's just such a process. They make it look so easy on TV, and it truly takes years and years. I mean, we were at our last house for 10 years, and we were finishing up the guest bathroom whenever we found this house. So we ended up selling it, but we hadn't even fully finished renovating one of the bathrooms yet. And that was 10 years later.
Ain't that crazy? I don't understand how people move into their homes and then like start decorating it like immediately. I've never been one of those. I don't get it.
No, I have a really hard time pulling a room together too. Like that takes years as well. Even if it was all done, I still have a hard time getting it all decorated how I want it. I mean, it's such a process, slow going.
Absolutely. Especially when you're doing it on a budget too. So,
well, exactly. I mean, I guess you could just go out and, I mean, if you had endless money, you could make it look really good, really quick.
Absolutely. But hey,
I take great care in my home to source products that are healthy, natural, organic, that will promote overall health. Alongside cooking from scratch, there are some foundational things like clean water and clean air that are as important as any of these other things. Americans take about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. My kids, they spend a ton of time outside, but I spend a lot of time inside cooking. I try to keep the window open, but still, the indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what is the solution for this? I want to tell you about this podcast sponsor, Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. We have an indoor cat, we have pollen, and who knows what else around our house. So this just gives me peace of mind knowing that Running Air Doctor will get rid of 99.99% of dangerous contaminants. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code FARMHOUSE, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code FARMHOUSE. Taking a quick break to tell you about an awesome podcast sponsor, Cozy Earth. I have been sleeping in my Cozy Earth bamboo pajamas every single night. I put them in the washer and dry them so that they're ready again because I cannot wait to go to bed in them. They are just so comfortable. Cozy Earth is offering Simple Farmhouse Life listeners 35% off your order with the code FARMHOUSE. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Currently, I wake up 4 or 5 times every night to nurse the baby, and so it's important to me that I have a comfortable bed to get back into to fall asleep more quickly because my sleep can be so interrupted. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating and it has superior softness. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep. You can head on over to CozyEarth.com and use the code FARMHOUSE for an exclusive 35% off. Go get your mom the luxury she deserves at CozyEarth.com with the promo code FARMHOUSE.
Hardly anybody has endless money. And even still, you know, even still, I've thought about like, oh, I could splurge on that. And then I'm like, well, I don't even know if it would go with the other things for the room. I mean, it's just all a challenge. It's a process. I don't know how they do that on TV. They have crews, I guess.
Yes.
I love talking about home and keeping your home comfortable and cozy. And I think it's worth talking about in transition times like this, because sometimes I feel like, what the heck, like just leave it all a mess. It's not even done. And I really want to encourage people to, you know, light a candle, put the pillows on the couch, even if it's not your favorite couch, even if, you know, it's not perfect and pretty at all times. So, have you been able to embrace the season you're in a little bit?
It's
a struggle.
It was for me. Now that my kitchen is done and we spend so much time there. I mean, I know you do because you cook, you know, homemade stuff. Yeah. And I do. I actually like cooking, even though I'm not that great at like making up stuff because I'm so scared I'll mess it up. But I do. I know a lot of like recipes, you know, passed down from my mom and all that stuff. And I do appreciate spending time in there. So I guess like right now, this moment, this is the first time when I've actually been able to enjoy it and make things look a little bit prettier. I've been lighting candles. I've definitely been lighting candles.
Yeah. You have a space now that's how you like it. Even if the rest of the house is chaos, you can escape there.
Yes.
I mean, I remember when we first moved into this house, because we just got our kitchen done about a year after we moved in, I think. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, a year after we moved in. The first thing I did was I just took this little corner of the kitchen and put a table and a tablecloth and some plates on the wall and flowers. I'm like, okay, at least this little tiny corner looks nice. I can just escape here for a minute.
But doesn't that make you feel so much better when you have that one just something? Because
right, just something. When the rest of the house just is, you know.
That's always been my thing. It's like I like a beautiful and comfortable home, and I like feeling. I just like that feeling of sereneness that it gives you. Mm-hmm. You know, it helps when you have, you know, little kids and lots of stuff happening and you've got so many hats to fill, especially when you're doing YouTubing and vlogging and all that stuff on the side. It's just nice to have one place that you could be like, okay, this is
yep, it's a refuge.
Yes. it is.
A comfortable refuge. So what are some of your favorite home decor or like DIY projects that you guys have done to date? I definitely have some that I love of yours, but I want to hear what your favorites are.
My favorite room was definitely my last house, my great room in the last house. It was a large home, and it had this great two-story great room. And the minute I walked in to buy it, I knew it had so much potential, but like it was painted with like eggplant colored walls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Two stories of that is way too much. And you know, it's so weird because like I knew exactly what I wanted to do to it when I got to it. And it was probably, we lived there for 2 years, and it was probably a year and a half or almost a year later that we got to that part. But we added a beautiful frame, you know, above the fireplace with shiplap, and then we painted all the built-ins surrounding it. And then everything, replaced the, you know, the window treatments, and painted it this beautiful light gray, and just added, you know, my coastal farmhouse, which is the style that I was really into when I was living there. And they just transformed that room completely. And most of it was just paint.
Paint does a world of difference.
It was just paint for that room, because I already had most of everything else. And then we just needed a little bit of wood to add, you know, that piece above the fireplace. And that was definitely one of my, like, that's got to be my favorite room transformation, actually, to date. That's the one.
I will leave a link down in the show notes to your, to that. Now, do you have a YouTube video on it?
I do have a YouTube. Okay. Yeah. I think it's like the coastal farmhouse great room transformation or something like that.
Okay, so I'll leave that link, but also just search it, because sometimes people can't find the show notes, you know, on a podcast, like I on whatever app, some apps people can't find the show notes easily. So search Latina Next Door coastal great room and you'll find it.
Sure
it'll pop right up. Yeah, so that was your favorite transformation so far.
By far, that was the one that was the coolest. And everybody who saw the, you know, space before and saw it after, they couldn't believe it was this.
Yeah, it was a huge. Really helps, though, too, when it's so bad before. In my last house, the paint colors were so crazy that all we had to do was go through with paint, and we already were, like, impressing people with our before and after. It was that was easy.
Yes. So, yeah, that was one of the – that was one for sure. And then I guess one of my smaller DIYs, it was a sewing DIY that I had. It was my little pleated tablecloth that I did.
Oh yeah.
And it was one that like fits snug over the table. And I had never seen anybody do that, but I had it in my brain. I'm like, I'm going to do this. And that was definitely one that I was proud of, because a lot of people gave me a lot of compliments on that. They were like, oh, that I would have never thought to do that either. And so, yeah, that was.
Yeah. Why do tablecloths not fit snug over the table? Why is that not a thing?
I don't know. But I was like, all right, kids are always pulling stuff. If I have a runner, it's never on there properly.
No. Only for a photo and then it's done.
Exactly. So I was like, I got to figure something out. So I did that one. And that was actually kind of a cool idea, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you have any fails?
Oh, yeah.
I have fails.
Oh, yeah.
So I can talk about a few.
Well, just recently, when we were doing the island for this house, I thought, you know, it was a really big island. And I told my husband, I was like, well, maybe we can just do one of those farmhouse tabletops for it, where they get the planks and they, mm-hmm. you know, use a Craig jig and they, you know, do those pocket holes underneath. And then I was like, let's do it. It's only going to cost us $600 versus like the $2,200 like butcher block custom, you know, quote that we got. Yeah, that didn't work out. It was terrible. We did everything by the book. We saw so many tutorials on how to do them. And yeah, it was so crooked and it was terrible. So that's still.
It was just easier said than done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We learned a big lesson there. And then, you know, we ended up going with a quartz countertop instead.
Oh, so you just splurge after that. We're like, forget it.
Yeah, we're just going to go all in.
Go all in now. Which I know sometimes you just put your tail between your legs and are like, just whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes. And it was good because we had done so much. It was one of those splurges that you thought, okay, this is reasonable. Because we painted the cabinets. You know, we have hardware that we can reuse later if we need to, if ever, you know, we need to do an overhaul of the kitchen. we did the floors ourselves. We installed the sink ourselves. We, you know, we did the butcher block countertops ourselves. So we save so much money on that kind of labor that we're like, okay, we'll give this gift to us.
We'll give this gift to ourselves. We did the exact same thing in our last house. We didn't spend anywhere else, but we did the quartz countertops. And I ended up liking it so much that I did the exact same thing here, pretty much without questioning it. Because I was like,
it's beautiful.
It's just pretty, and it doesn't get damaged. It's just one of those long-term things where you feel like you won't have to change it again, you know?
Absolutely. That was another thing. I was like, we have three kids, man. These kids are... They're
hard on stuff,
aren't they? I don't remember being that hard on stuff when I was young, but
I know. We must have been, though.
I guess we see things differently now.
Yeah. So I was thinking about fails. I one time made this. I saw on, I don't know, Pinterest or catalog or something, one of these light fixtures with the wooden beads, and I decided I was gonna buy a cheap light and I was gonna make it. Oh my gosh. So I bought hundreds of beads. Who knows how much I spent. I painted the beads. I strung the beads. And it was just like the biggest fail you ever saw. It never made it to the blog. It never made it to Instagram stories. It never went anywhere because it was terrible. And I actually stored it for a while. It's like, I can't throw away all these beads. And finally, I had to get rid of the beads. But
did you really? You didn't use it for anything else? I would have totally like unstrung them and like put them in a
I always kind of thought I would just because I didn't want the pain of like I wasted all of this time and money. But ultimately, the pain wore off and I got rid of them.
Oh, God. So, well, hey.
I told my friend because, you know, it happens when you're a blogger or a YouTuber, when you do a lot of DIYs. There's going to be misses along the way. And I was like, well, this is why we're the bloggers. Like,
we test it out.
To go through this, this pain to be able to show people how to not go through this pain.
Oh, And we share the rough, we're very transparent as far as that on our channel when it comes to these, like when our renovation particularly. Uh-huh. Because this is the first time we're doing this all ourselves. So we share the ugly as well. And we laugh at ourselves. And we're pretty transparent when it comes to our mishaps.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I don't always share my fails. But usually I'm like, by the time I bring this to my blogger channel, I've tested this out. And so you know not to attempt to make this beaded light fixture. I won't be showing you that now.
They're so pretty. They're so pretty though. I totally get why you would have wanted to like, you know, tackle it.
But I get why you would buy one now. Yes. Oh my goodness. So where are some of your favorite places to look for thrifty decor and like things to repurpose? Are you a Goodwill person?
I am a Goodwill person because that's all I got.
Okay.
I have about four of them within like a 15-mile radius. So it's pretty it's pretty nice because, you know, if I go to one, I'll be like, okay, well then I'll just go to the one that's 10 minutes on the road, you know, and see what they got. And that's been kind of my go-to besides Facebook Marketplace. And you know, Facebook Marketplace is so awesome.
It is. It really is.
And you know, I was so happy when Facebook Marketplace came out, like, and Craigslist was like, you know, no longer the place to go, because now you can be like, okay, let me see if this person's
yeah, it's
scary.
Not as sketchy. Right. Yeah. You can see who you're working with. Yeah. I don't know. A weird thing happens in my mind though. Like I've started noticing that if I see something on Facebook Marketplace, sometimes it's like, I don't know. It's like what's the word? Like, I have fear of missing out sometimes and I'll something that like if it had been an antique shop, I might not even have stopped at. I don't know what it is.
You have no idea. The other day, I totally missed out on this one thing that I wanted so bad. I was so upset with myself. The person had literally listed it like 30 minutes before. And my husband was still sleeping and I'm like, oh crap. I want to say, let's do it. It was like a Saturday morning. And I'm like, I know he's not going to want to leave the house on a Saturday morning to go
get one of your finds.
and he comes down the stairs and I'm like, babe, there's this table and chairs and it's really cheap and I really want it. And it's going to be perfect and for our dining area. This was like, I kid you not, this was this past weekend. And he looked at me like, really.
this is what I wake up to, and he's a trooper.
Yeah,
he really is. He's all in, and he's awesome with my craziness. But
right.
He was. So I was like, okay, fine. I'll just give him a few more minutes to like just wake up. In the next few minutes, he finally says, "Okay, well, why don't you email her?" And I emailed her right then and there, and I was like, "Okay, I'm getting this." And she was like, "Oh, somebody's already picking it up." And I'm like, "No."
You know, when it's that really good deal, it's gonna be gone.
I know.
And then as soon as you convince yourself that like it's a good deal, you're gonna get it. Once you find out somebody else already got it, you're like, "It was a good deal. I knew it.
Yes,
I knew it was."
I know.
That's when it's confirmed, when somebody else is going for it. That's when it's fully confirmed in my brain that it was a good deal.
Yes. Yeah, that wasn't a good Saturday. For me, I was like, no, I was bummed. I mean, it was fine, but oh man, I'm so upset that I let it slip through my fingers.
There'll be another one. Yeah. I have plenty of stories like that too. I try not to remember them though.
No,
keep a record of all the stuff I could have had.
It's painful.
It really is. So, okay, you have on your YouTube channel several look for less challenges.
Oh,
where you take something, like that you found in a catalog or whatever. There's people don't get catalogs anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No, I
Instagram.
Yeah.
And you make it cheaper. I saw you did this. A couple that really stood out to me was your DIY geometric wood plaque thing. That was cool.
Oh yeah.
And then the sunburst mirror, I felt like that actually looked better than the original.
I get told that a lot on that video.
Yeah. That looks even better. So what's been some of your favorites?
My very first look for less that I did was probably one of my favorites. It was I can't remember. It was a Ballard Designs or Pottery Barn. Those are some of the best places to find inspiration, but
because they're so expensive too.
Yes, right.
So it's not hard to do it for too much for less, you know.
Right. And the sunburst was definitely one of my tops. My very first one, I might have to look it up. It's a beautiful like one of those trellis mirrors that you find it's like a beautiful big like white mirror, but it's a trellis on the front of it to make it look like a window. And those seem to be pretty expensive. And I was like, come on, I could do this with dowels. So, which I totally did. And it was so much fun for me. That was actually my very first look for less. And at that time, I had thought about, because I do like thrifty stuff, I find inspiration and I try to recreate it for less money. I thought I would do that challenge. And I've been doing it, you know, pretty consistently. This year, every single month. And I when I thought of it, I said, okay, well, this is something that maybe I could be known for, like this specific challenge. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen anybody else do anything like this. And so I thought, okay, well, you know, it's be a good way to maybe get my name out there. And then I'll have like a different co-host every month, because at that point, you know, I can introduce her to my audience and she can introduce me to hers. And it's a win-win because, you know, we invite other YouTubers who are not known to join our playlist and to share their inspiration. And there have been some amazing, like, looks for less submitted every single month. I mean, people really get into it. They channel their inner artists and, you know, woodworking.
So you invite like any YouTuber or any person at all to make a video and then they can add it to the playlist?
Yeah. Every single month.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So everybody can go in there and share it. And a lot of people enjoy it, because then I tell my subscribers, hey, check it out. You know, check out the playlist and see what, you know, what appeals to you. Especially you might have seen something already in the store or online and you might have thought, oh, wait, that's nice. But then just so happens this YouTuber shows you how to do it, you know, yourself. And it's, I get a lot of compliments on like the idea. A lot of people look forward to it every month because they're like, oh, let's see what she recreated this this month.
Yeah. That's a really fun idea. So I like that. I like that idea. So your first one was, the mirror. I got to go look at that. I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah. It's like a, I think it's a Pottery Barn one.
So some other cool things I saw you did was the $40 farmhouse backsplash.
Oh yeah. We just did that.
Okay.
That was because, okay, so I told you we weren't supposed to be doing that kitchen this year because my husband, when he came in, he was like, oh, we're gutting this completely. We're getting new everything, you know, all the works. And I'm like, okay, babe, we don't have the budget for that. We can't do that.
And he's like, fine, well, then we'll hold off doing anything until we can afford it. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work either because right. I cannot cook in a kitchen. This is terrible. So we compromised on meeting halfway. So we really looked at like different options as to what is really going to be inexpensive. So that
because you're going to be ripping it all out anyway, but not yet.
Right.
So it's worth doing.
Exactly. Right. It'll be, it's like a, you know, we're looking at maybe a 5-year plan. Who knows?
Right.
And so I said, okay, what can I live with now? And so when we thought of beadboard, I showed it to him. This, because our house, even though I love the coastal farmhouse, like feel, because I do like feeling like I'm by the water. That's my thing. Maybe it's because I'm from Puerto Rico. I have no idea.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I love that salty air. And so I always want to be reminded of it, but then we moved to this house and it has a totally different feel. And I'm trying to like maybe incorporate a little bit more of like the cottage farmhouse feel to it. Still keeping with the blues, cause I love it, but incorporating that style. And I thought, okay, this would be perfect for this kitchen. And you know, I told him, I said, it's easy to install. It's, you know, we rip it off, it's not going to damage the walls like tile would. And, you know, all we have to do is just, you know, just pull it up in panels. And he was like, okay, let's do it. So we only used 2 panels from Home Depot that cost us $40 to do the entire kitchen.
Wow.
So we were like, okay, that works. And I'm so proud of it. It looks so pretty.
It does. So what did you guys spend on your kitchen renovation? Like your halfway kitchen renovation?
Oh yeah. I'm like you. I don't budget. I just
buy. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I don't either. Like I had to completely revisit everything just to make a podcast episode on the cost. Cause I had no idea. And I really didn't want to know.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, you're going to make me face this. I didn't want to face this.
I have no idea what we spent on it.
That's okay. No worries. No need to revisit it anyway. So, okay. Also, you painted your tile floors.
Yes. Yes, I did that in the sunroom because they were this terrible, like, brown color with dingy brown grout. Oh, I had previous, in my last house, I painted the linoleum floors, you know, stenciling floors, making it look like tile was, you know, it's been around for a little while and it was quite a trend. And I tried it there with linoleum and I said, okay, it worked. And everybody loved my laundry room floor in the last house. And then I was like, okay, I could do it here too. And I did it. And it was funny because This Is Insider, Business Insider, they actually ended up sharing it on their channel.
Wow.
Which was a lot of fun. And yeah, it was just because Rust-Oleum at that time, I had partnered with them because they had come out with this brand new product for tiles. It's actually a great product. You know,
and it goes over ceramic tile or linoleum or anything.
It goes over anything.
Okay. And it doesn't scuff. And
it has I'll be honest with you, the top coat is actually amazing. I only regret not doing 2 coats.
Okay, gotcha.
Because it's not really scuffed, but there are like maybe there's maybe like a small like, you know, chip here or there, but it's not peeling at all, which is amazing. And I didn't sand the floors. I just I scrubbed them down and I cleaned them really well, but that they weren't even sanded. And the reason I truly believe the reason that I even have a couple of little like, you know, chips is because we did it in my sunroom, which is not as insulated, I guess, as the rest of the house, because there's so many windows and the area underneath it is open, like, you know, open air, not like part of the house.
Yeah.
And, cause we have a basement. I'm sorry. I don't know if that was, clear.
Okay. Yeah.
But, so it was cold. It was in the colder months that we did it. And it was in the farthest corner that I have seen these little chips. And I think it's because it was so cold, it didn't adhere the right way at the time. And so that's probably the only reason it did that. Because where we've used the crap out of it, which is the other side, and we've basically been living in that one room for this entire time that we've been here until we just now finished the floors, there's no chips on the other side.
Wow.
So it's like, okay, it definitely must have been something with the temperature.
Yeah.
Everybody's been asking for an update on that video. I guess I'm going to have to go ahead and do it.
Yeah, we want an update. I mean, that's almost seems too good to be true. Take this old, ugly floor and then paint whatever cool design you want on it. Like I'm picturing so many things, like a giant, like tan and white Isn't that what you did? Checkerboard? Is that what you did?
I did a checkerboard. Yeah.
Okay.
I did. Because I thought maybe like doing it all like would have been way too busy. But yeah, no, I mean, it worked out and I'm very happy with it. It's so much better than what we had before. I'll take gray over beige any day. That's just me.
Yeah.
And I have had to magic eraser it and it works just fine. I have had to scrub it and it works fine. My kids have spilled tons of stuff on it and it's still going strong. So yeah.
That's good to know. That's just, is such like, if people are truly decorating on a budget and they're wanting to make over their home on a budget, that seems like such a good option. You know, you don't have to rip up the floor.
No, and I'm about to do it again to some of the bathrooms. When I get to the bathroom renovations, I still have a couple. I still have paint left over. So I'll be reusing that paint in the bathrooms and maybe doing some other different kind of pattern for it.
I should do that. I have a couple of bathrooms that we want to do eventually, but I don't see any, you know, any reason to spend money on them whenever I'm not doing them yet. But I go, I can paint the floor.
Oh, yeah. It's an option. It works in laundry rooms and it works in sunrooms. I have yet to do a bathroom.
Well, yeah. I'll see. Okay. So those are two really large DIYs that you did. But then I also saw you did this little picture that you got from Goodwill, I think. And it was like this little blue and white picture. And it looked so cute. And I'm always telling people how much I love pottery and ironstone, and I do, but that stuff's expensive. So if someone's decorating on a really tight budget, that's such a cool little option.
That was actually, that little picture was on the clearance rack at Hobby Lobby. I think it was either like 80 or 90% off. It was not pretty at all. I think I got it for like $2. And yeah. I think it was even missing the lid, to be honest with you. Because I think it was like to be able to use for like food, but obviously once you spray paint it, you can't. So
yeah.
So I love the shape of it. And I said, okay, I can make something look better. And I took an idea from one of my Look for Less, actually. I did some vases over that I had done from like a few months prior. I had done some vases. And I said, I want to, you know, take that inspiration. They were like white vases with like a, you know, the tan bottom. And then they had blue designs on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I want to take that and apply it to this. So I totally did. I took some leftover spray paint. And I, you know, painted it the exact same way I did my previous vases. And then I took this stencil. It was like an alphabet stencil from Dollar Tree. And I took the asterisk from it.
Oh.
That looked like, it looked like a little flower.
Yeah.
And that little asterisk with my little flowers on that vase. And it didn't really cost me anything but the $2, you know, from like actually buying it at Hobby Lobby. But yeah, no, and it worked.
Such a neat idea.
And then my mom took it. I don't have that anymore. She liked it so much.
You have to remake it. But you already made a YouTube video for it, so you have to come up with something else.
It's all good. It's all good.
Life of a blogger, right? Like, well, I already did that, so it'll have to be something else next time.
Yep, yep.
So, okay, last question I was going to ask you. What's your favorite season to decorate for?
Oh, Christmas, hands down.
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. I actually like decorating for Christmas in this house way better than my last. Like in my last house, it wasn't open concept because it was a craftsman, but it was very open.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really tired of seeing the decor. But in this house, I didn't want to take it down. Like I had it up from October because I'm a blogger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Through February. So it was like half the year. And I was like, dang it, I don't want to take it down. It just felt... My house felt plain without it. Like I needed something there.
It feels a little empty once you take everything down. Like, I don't know. We make it a big deal in this house. You know, growing up, my husband had a very different, experience with Christmas than I did. My parents made it a huge deal. His parents, you know, not so much. And so when, you know, we started having a family and he saw that I was all about the decor and the giving and the, you know, it's the season and watching all the movies because we plopped down and watched way too many Christmas movies, but it's just, it's just so nice. And, you know, just the feeling that it's coming around the corner and I get to put up stuff and the kids love to get involved with the Christmas trees and the decor. And I don't know. It's such a wonderful time. So yeah, it brings a lot of joy. And we actually leave our lights. Oh, by the way, we're like totally the Griswolds of like any neighborhood we move into.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like me and my kids and Luke, we'd all get in the van and drive by your house.
Yes.
There's certain houses that we go and we drive by.
Oh, absolutely. And our, not the last house so much, but the previous like neighborhood we used to live in. We would get people slowing down in front of our house
mm-hmm. yeah.
every single evening during the Christmas season because there were just so many lights.
Okay, so this is funny I asked you this question because you have a strong opinion. It's not like, fall or, you know, it's like, we're the family in the neighborhood. Like,
oh,
we
yeah.
We spend a week putting up our Christmas lights.
We start in October. We really do. We start in October because when, like I said, Christmas is such a big deal for us, so... Usually people start putting their Christmas lights and decorations, you know, when you're not a blogger. Usually maybe start like Thanksgiving that time, that weekend.
Well, yeah, and if you don't, you're in trouble. People tell you that that's not okay.
Right.
It's not allowed.
And so my husband's birthday always lands in Thanksgiving, like around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a trip that we go to every, you know, every Thanksgiving to celebrate his birthday, to make a big deal because it's always, you know, it always gets lost in the holidays. So that's kind of how we kick off the season. And I always like to have everything done before that trip. So I don't have to fret about it, you know, coming back and having to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we always do start in October. I was like, all the lights have got to be put up.
That's awesome. I normally don't. I do start in November at some point, but last year I was working with a certain brand for Christmas and the tree was due. I think it was due to be live October like 20th or something. And I was due with Daniel on October 15th. So I had to get it done before that. And so
I can imagine.
Yeah. So I was thinking about Christmas last like September, I guess.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, that happened to me last year too. I had to, I did do some, or sorry. Not last year, the year before that, I did, I collaborated with a Christmas company and I had to do the same thing. I had Halloween decorations outside, but Christmas decorations inside.
Yep. Yeah. Life of a blogger.
Yeah. It's so fun. It's so different. Nobody gets us unless you're actually doing it.
I know. But it is fun. I mean, you know, getting to decorate for Christmas that be your job is definitely... That's a dream.
No, it really is. It is a blessing. So,
yeah, it is. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have so much good insight to share on thrifty decor and DIY. I mean, you've done so many things.
Well, I appreciate it.
The best place to find you. I know it's your YouTube channel is probably the place that you can easily find all of your DIYs.
Yes, absolutely. I have some of I don't know. I'm the worst when it comes to like doing it on both. I have a lot more on my YouTube channel than I have on my blog. I need to step up my blog a little bit. It's so hard though when you're doing so many things. But
yeah,
definitely no, my YouTube channel, The Latina Next Door. That's where you can find a lot of my projects.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Make sure to go over to YouTube, search The Latina Next Door, give Yami a follow, and enjoy all of her thrifty decor and look for less challenges upcoming for the season. And I can't wait to see what she does for Christmas because clearly she is into it. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast, and I'll see you in episode 63. Thank you.